KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look here at high school sports last night, some high school softball and baseball being played around the region. A little bit of a lighter schedule. On the softball front, in Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon 11-2 over Tri-Center. Riverside a 6-3 winner over Logan Magnolia, and Trainer was a 9-0 victor over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley play, West Harrison picked up an 8-5 win over Exira EHK. In the Corner Conference, Sydney a 7-5 win over Griswold. Pride of Iowa play saw Central Decatur beat Nottoway Valley 14-3. At the Spencer tournament, it was Denison Schleswig taking a couple of losses. They fell to Spencer 2-0 and to Columbus Catholic 3-1. Other scores saw Carroll beat Storm Lake 13-1. River Valley took two from OABCIG 10-7 and 6-5. West Monona a 7-4 winner over Lawton Bronson, and Winterset was a 7-5 winner over Waukee. In high school baseball action last night, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison Schleswig, a 7-5 win over Maple Valley, Harlan 6-4 over Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Lewis Central an 11-0 win over Red Oak. Western Iowa conference play, HSTW 14-1 over IKM Manning in 5 innings. It was Logan Magnolia 8-0 over Riverside, Trainer 6-5 over Missouri Valley, and Tri-Center a 9-1 winner over Audubon. Rolling Valley Conference action, Coon Rapids Bayard 7-0 over Boyer Valley, and West Harrison a 5-4 win over Exira EHK in 8 innings of play. Corner Conference action, it was Griswold 19-8 over Sydney, and in Pride of Iowa, it was Lennox 9-7 over East Union, and Nottoway Valley an 8-1 winner over Central Decatur. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball scoreboards there from last night. Also this week, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union latest softball rankings has Collins Maxwell, the top-ranked team in Class 1A. West Harrison is 11th and Westwood at 12. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top-ranked. West Monona is 5th. Mount Air checks in at 15th. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is in the top spot. Trainer moves up a spot to 6th, and Atlantic falls 3 spots to 13th this week. In Class 4A, Carlisle takes over the top spot. ADM falls to 2nd. Harlan falls out of the poll from the 14th spot. And in Class 5A, Waukee is top-ranked. You can see a list of those full rankings. Same story on our sports page there at KJN.com. Moving on from high school baseball and softball news to a Major League Baseball game we had for you on the radio last night. Albert Pujols drew huge cheers in his long-awaited return to St. Louis, but Marcell Ozuna spoiled the homecoming with a home run that helped the Cardinals beat the LA Angels 5-1. Pujols spent the first 11 years of his All-Star career with the Cardinals, helped them win the 2011 World Series, and then signed with the Angels as a free agent. This was the first time the Angels have visited St. Louis since Pujols left. He went 1-for-2. With a walk. We'll have the Cardinals and the Angels once again here today. That'll be a 12:20 pregame, first pitch at 1:15 this afternoon here on the Cardinals Radio Network. In other Major League Baseball action, it was Max Kepler's RBI single driving in the tie-breaking run, and Eddie Rosario added a run-scoring hit to cap Minnesota's three-run rally in the eighth, and the Twins beat the Royals 8-7. Minnesota scored 5 runs in the last 3 innings to avoid its first 3-game losing streak of the season. Chesler Cuthbert had 3 hits and 4 RBIs, tying career highs in both for the Royals. Other action yesterday in the American League, it was the Yankees 4-1 over Houston, Boston 7-5 over Toronto in 10 innings of play, Cleveland a 7-6 winner over Detroit. The White Sox beat Texas 5-4 in 10 innings. It was Tampa Bay 5-3 over Oakland. And Seattle beat Baltimore 10-9. In the National League, it was the Mets 5-4 over the Cubs, Pittsburgh 2-1 over San Diego, Washington was a 4-3 winner over Atlanta, Miami beat Philadelphia 2-1, Cincinnati an 11-7 win over Milwaukee, San Francisco 11-5 over Arizona, and the Dodgers were 4-2 winners over Colorado. Baseball news, Athletics pitcher Frankie Montas has been given an 80-game suspension from Major League Baseball after testing positive for Ostarine, a performance-enhancing substance. The punishment was announced hours after he limited Tampa Bay to a run and four hits while striking out 9 over 8 innings of Oakland's 5-4 win over the Rays. Montas is 9-2 with a 2.7 ERA, 97 strikeouts in 90 innings over 15 starts this year. The Indians have placed pitcher Mike Clevinger on the 10-day injured list because of a sprained left ankle suffered in Tuesday's win at Texas. And Rangers third baseman Asdrubal Cabrera plans to appeal a 4-game suspension from Major League Baseball for throwing equipment that hit an umpire on the field. Umpire crew chief Bill Miller was hit in the foot by a small shin guard or batting gloves that were thrown from the dugout by Cabrera after he was ejected in the 6th inning of Thursday's 4-2 win over Cleveland. Moving on from Major League Baseball to college baseball, the College World Series final is all set. The two teams that had yet to suffer a loss in the CWS advanced to the best-of-three final by winning the Friday semifinal matchups. Michigan and Vanderbilt will square off starting on Monday. No games will need to be played here today. Here's how it happened yesterday. Michigan scored an all-but-one inning against a struggling Texas Tech pitching staff and beat the Red Raiders 15-3 to continue their improbable postseason run. The Wolverines' next stop is the final on Monday. Jimmy Kerr homered twice and had four hits. J.C. Franklin had three hits and four RBIs, and the Wolverines scored double-digit runs for the 20th time this season. In the nightcap, Pat DeMarco chopped a grounder over third base in the 9th inning to give Vanderbilt their first lead, and the Commodores beat Louisville 3-2 to advance to the College World Series Finals. And Game 1 of that best-of-three final will be held at 6 o'clock on Monday night over at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha and will be televised on ESPN. In other sporting notes, Jack Hughes is the first player selected in the NHL draft. The New Jersey Devils have used a top pick to select the American-born center over Finland's Kaapo Kakko. Hughes is NHL Central Scouting's top-ranked North American prospect despite his 5'10", 170-pound frame. He set a USA Hockey Development Program record by combining for 228 points with 74 goals and 154 assists over his two-year stint. Hughes is 8th American to be taken first overall. The Rangers took Kakko with the second pick. Kakko's 22 goals in 45 games were a Finnish Elite League record by a draft-eligible player. The Blackhawks chose third and selected Saskatoon center Kirby Dach before Vancouver defenseman Bowen Byram was selected fourth by the Avalanche. The Kings rounded out the top five by selecting American center Alex Turcotte. The NHL salary cap for next season will be between $81.5 and $82 million, which is at least $1 million lower than initially projected. Initial projections had the salary cap increasing to $83 million before from $79.5 million last season. The cap is calculated on a percentage of the league revenue from previous season. It goes into effect once the NHL's free agency period opens on July 1st, which coincides with the league's new year. Zach Sucher shot a 565 in the rain on Friday morning for a two-shot lead through 36 holes of the PGA's Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Sucher is 11-under for the tournament and says he's finally feeling healthy after a knee surgery sidelined him 13 months following the 2017 Travelers. Shea Revie and Keegan Bradley each shot 66 to reach 9-under. Ryan Moore and Bronson Burgoyne followed at 8-under. Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson missed the cut. Hannah Green made four birdies for a 369 and a three-shot lead heading into the weekend at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Hazeltine. It's the first time Green has held the 36-hole lead in her second year on the LPGA Tour. Her 7-under total puts her three strokes ahead of Araya Jutagaran. And Jerry Kelly shot a 7-under 65 to take the first-round lead in his hometown American Family Insurance Championship in Madison, Wisconsin. Kelly played the back nine at University Ridge in 5-under 31. He has three PGA Tour Champions victories after winning three times on the PGA Tour. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.